It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Sandy Swanson is here, the Executive Director of Family Visitor Programs, founded back in 1983. We'll get into the details. Also joining us today is Allison Marshall, who is a Healthy Families America visitor, and Kendall Landeros, who has some personal stories, a personal connection to HFA. So, Sandy, family visitor programs. There are a number of grants that you receive to help mothers in the first critical few years of when they've got a new baby. And depending on the particular program, you've got some different guidelines and that kind of thing. I want to say, what is the history? Did you tell me the third executive director of the organization?
Yes.
And back in 1983, some local people saw a need to help mothers out. Any parent can tell you that, you know, a little extra help is always a good thing. I remember when we first got pregnant, Wendy's best friend was a book called What to Expect When You're Expecting. we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on. But was there an initial grant, or was it just a group of local people that got together and was able to get some local funding and make this happen?
Well, the state of Colorado had worked with the Kemp Center in Denver for the prevention of child abuse and neglect, and received some federal dollars through the health department. And they decided to fund communities throughout Colorado. Initially, we were funded under Auraria.
The college campus.
Because they had an early childhood department, and to get the program off the ground. That was the initial funding. As the agency grew in the counties, it was really evident that the need was great and the interest in supporting the agency was great. And at that point in time, we, as an agency, separated from Denver and was part of what was Youth Zone right now as our 501c3 until our 501c3 could come in. It gets very complicated when you start little agencies. It really does. It's like insanely complicated.
This is almost like the story of the Veterans Coalition, right?
Right.
They started under another nonprofit until they got their own.
Right. And most do, because it takes a while with the federal government to get that status.
That's so interesting.
And so it took us, as an agency, about 3 years to get that 501c3. And we had people in the community. Dr. Flood was one of the initial people, and Trish Kramer and Chris Samuelson. And there are lots of people in the community that were very interested in having this type of program. So that's what they did.
Dr. Flood would know a little bit about it. Of course, pediatrician here for years and years.
Yes, and now his daughter is
right.
A physician in the community.
She is. She's an osteopath, though. She took that that course, I guess you might say.
Right. That
direction with her, with her interprofessional life.
Yeah.
Of course, it was 30-some years ago I saw Liz Flood dance at one of Maureen Toffer's first dance recitals at CMC. But that's a story for another time. I'm sorry. I'm getting off topic here. So back to family visitor programs. So in the ensuing years, you've picked up. How does this work? Do you look at the needs in the community, and then you try and fill those needs, and then you apply for grants? I know you've got some specific grants that apply to specific programs in the organization.
Right. Well, in the ensuing years, when we first started, we were this little group of programs, this dozen of programs that were started by the health department were the initial group in Colorado. There were no home visiting programs. There were no models. It was just us. And the Kemp Center worked really closely with us to develop curricula. And but I can remember in the olden days, you know, the curricula was that we would go through parenting magazines to see what was the latest and the greatest. You know, parenting doesn't change terribly. Sometimes the way you present it does. But, you know, everybody's always brought up children. And so there are some good core basics to that particular model, but not the best thing. So at the same time we started, really at that Nurse Family Partnership, Healthy Families America, these evidence-based models also started. And they were out there doing research, and we were out there doing our thing. In terms of just having one model, which was the home visiting model. Probably around 2000-ish, things started to change a lot in terms of the world of home visiting. There were models that were evidence-informed. There were models that were evidence-based. And we started looking at those. The first thing that we brought in was Bright by Three. And that program was just information, and it still continues to be information for new parents during the newborn period, during the first year, and during the second year. It's one visit or one meeting. It's free of charge, and it provides great information for parents.
Actually, everything you do for parents is totally free, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no fees. It's a culture shock when parents get pregnant and realize how much this is going to cost them. Adding another fee onto that is difficult. So then what happened was Nurse Family Partnership was started in the state of Colorado. I was on the original advisory board with Dr. Oles, who was one of the founders. And the state decided that they would use tobacco settlement money and fund those programs in all the counties. So we were chosen as the organization that would provide the services in Garfield, Pitkin, and the Basalt Elgebel area of Eagle County. And that is primarily funded by the state of Colorado through the tobacco settlement.
Which there is still money left from the tobacco
settlement. Yeah, and wow. I don't know if there's marijuana money in there anymore. You know, after a while,
The water gets muddied.
Yes.
Yeah,
so that's for the original goal. And that went through the legislature, and that's funded. It's a fully funded program. Now, Nurse Family Partnerships for first-time moms. It's for most of the moms that we see in that program are fairly young. Though we do get surprises once in a while, and somebody's having their first baby at 35 or 40.
In Nurse Family Partnership, you also start before the baby is born.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Or babies are born, I guess, depending on.
Right. If you have multiples.
The circumstance. So how important is it then to actually be there with the parents? And I know we tend to focus on the mother when we're talking about pregnancy and that kind of thing because, well, let's face it, the mothers have the majority of the hard, heavy lifting, if you will. But you're also there for both parents. If it works out scheduling-wise and that kind of thing.
And we encourage dads to be involved. If mom is the primary caregiver in healthy families, we always have a number of dads who are the primary caregiver. We can talk about that a little bit
sure.
later. But what we're trying to do in terms of the parents that are involved is to provide them with whatever their heart's desire is, whatever they want to learn about and how they want to learn it. So giving parents options during those visits and trying to schedule them so that we provide the materials for the father of the child, even if he's not there, leaving him something.
Gotcha. So that there's still the information available. And again, this is a home visitation thing. So you don't need to go to – you don't have to make another appointment at the doctor's office, that kind of thing.
Right.
The programs at Family Visitor Programs are home visitation programs. So someone will come to you and they will help you out and, again, give you tips, tricks, and evidence-based advice on what to do those first critical years with the kids. So I do want to talk a little bit more about the specific programs at Family Visitor Programs. By the way, Family Visitor is on the Colorado Gives list again this year.
Yes.
On Tuesday, December 10th. So if you'd like to learn more about that, go to coloradogives.org. You can see the Colorado Gives information about Family Visitor Programs. It's very intense for you as the nonprofit. But it's a great vetting for those of us that would like to donate and don't really want to do all that research ourselves. And you can also learn more at familyvisitor.org as well. Back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Family Visitor Programs. Again, you can learn more about what they do at familyvisitor.org. And they are on the Colorado Gives list this year. Tuesday, December 10th is Colorado Gives Day. So if something we talk about today makes you think, hey, I would like to support that organization, go to coloradogives.org. If you schedule your donation on the 10th, then you leverage that, what is it, $1 million? Something
yes.
like that that's put up by the Family First Foundation?
Yes.
Okay. I'm shooting from the hip there a little
no,
bit.
No, you're doing well.
Sandy Swanson is the Executive Director of Family Visitor Programs. So let's bring Kendall and Allison into the conversation now. Again, you mentioned Nurse Family Partnership. Those are actually nurses that work for you that do these home visits. Again, that particular program, you do have some qualifying guidelines, right?
Right.
It's got to be the first baby.
They have to be pregnant.
Okay.
And their mother's income has to be 200% of poverty or below. We don't count anybody else in the household, the father, or any other relatives.
Okay.
So we can qualify the large majority of people who are interested in that program.
Okay.
And the services are from pregnancy until the baby is two. So
you've got about 2.5 years then?
Yes.
Yeah. If it starts somewhere around the time that you realize you're pregnant and then perhaps decide that you need a little extra help and you would like some extra help, not whether you need it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then, again, Healthy Families America is a nationwide certification. Is that how you would describe that?
Well, we're accredited.
Okay.
So we have to go through a fairly extensive process to be accredited and then to be reaccredited every 4 years, which we just completed. In which we were very successful at getting reaccredited, which is wonderful.
And so tell us about Healthy Families America. So
well,
what is the difference between that and the Nurse Family Partnership?
They're very similar in many respects, but Nurse Family Partnership is only for first-time pregnant women. So you have to hit it. You have to get enrolled while you're pregnant. If later on that same woman maybe needs services after the baby's born, then we can enroll them in Healthy Families. We also have the ability to enroll families later so they can be enrolled up to the time the baby's 3 months old. So we really look at having a larger scope. Outcome-wise, in terms of the evidence, it's it's very similar. We increase breastfeeding rates. We reduce the incidence of child abuse and neglect. We have we teach parents and they learn. So parents tell us that they learn from what they've received. So all of those outcomes are just great.
Again, Allison Marshall is a Healthy Families America visitor. I don't care what your job is. If you're going to spend your time, even though you're getting paid, you want it to be something that you find worthwhile and rewarding. So why Healthy Families America? Why Family Visitor Programs for you?
You know, they have a great reputation. They've been in the community for many years, and they utilize a lot of evidence-based curriculum that I think is important that we get out. Aside from the curriculum, it's also supporting moms with local resources too, which is very helpful. You know, if a new time mom, whether it is a first time mom or not, or even a second or third time mom, it can still be very challenging. And sometimes getting in touch with resources like WIC or SNAP or doctor's appointments, child find, if developmental delays are detected, is really important in order to make sure that that child is ready for kindergarten, you know, social and emotionally as well as developmentally.
You a mother yourself?
Yes, I am.
Did you have a home visitation when your kids were young?
No, I did not. I really wish that I did. It would have been extremely helpful. I would have alleviated a lot of stress, I think, as a parent. that's why I'd like to share what I've learned through the program with a lot of new moms in the Valley.
When you're meeting with your families, do you occasionally go over something and you think, boy, that would have been so helpful?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, during the training process, yes, absolutely. You go through and you pick out the things. Oh, okay, I did that right. And, well, I could have done that a little more. But but you live and learn. And, you know, it's a constant changing information about parenting and child rearing and child development that it's just interesting topic to share with the community.
You mentioned resources, and I feel the need to reiterate again, Family Visitor Programs, everything that that you offer, be it Healthy Families America or any of the other programs, it's entirely free of charge. There is no charge. And it's, you know, there are some stipulations, some requirements to sign up for the Nurse Family Partnership and for Healthy Families America. But there are other programs, other home visitation programs that actually have no requirements whatsoever that anyone can get these visits from. So it's not a low income thing necessarily. It's not a, what's the word I'm looking for, a government subsidized thing, though you do get some government money for the different programs. But it's not like food stamps or that kind of thing.
No, it is not. I mean, it's a support system. And even other than Healthy Families of America, which I start a lot of times prenatally, and this is until the child is 3 years old. And that seems to some people, it could seem like a long, intensive process. Some people might not want that level of help. And there are other programs that are available, you know, that could fit the parent's needs and wants.
And some parents just, you know, Sandy mentioned the Bright by Three, which is just a one visit thing. So some parents just want that and that's fine. And they get some resources, but they don't need the extra help, if you will.
Correct.
And again, it's not, I'm trying to figure out how to frame this. And for some reason, I'm just struggling with this. But again, it's available for anybody that would like to sign up. You can always call the office, 945-1234. You can look them up online at familyvisitor.org. Again, they are part of Colorado Gives Day on December 10th as well. How often do you meet with your families?
Well, initially, we meet about once a week,
okay.
Depending on how early we start in the prenatal process. If it's really early on, if they just found out they were pregnant, it could be maybe once every 2 weeks. Then we accelerate it down to one time per week closer to delivery. and we usually stay once a week until they're about 6 to 12 months old. And then we taper off to once every 2 weeks, once a month, could be once a quarter, you know, depending on the needs of the family.
How long do you meet with the families?
Usually it can be about an hour. Some visits can be longer than others, depending on, you know, the amount of information that we're providing. We do developmental questionnaires for ages and stages, which rates their developmental growth. And sometimes those tests take a little longer.
Are you screening for delays?
Is Correct.
That what you're doing?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So you're trying to figure out if there are some issues that could be dealt with, and then you would help refer that client to another organization that might be able to help them with those.
Correct. We okay. do. It's called an ASQ. It's an Ages and Stages questionnaire, and it's a screening. The first one that we start is at 4 months old, and it just allows parents to know these are the things that we should be looking for, and these are the things that we may need to work on in order to promote those types of developments.
Interesting. Again, the website is familyvisitor.org. Again, they're part of Colorado Gives Day this year on Tuesday, December 10th. You can find that website is coloradogives.org. So we've heard from the boss. We've heard from Allison, who is on the front lines meeting with those families. And when we come back, we'll talk with someone that has experienced Healthy Families America specifically at Family Visitor Programs. In just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about family visitor programs. Again, you can learn more at familyvisitor.org. Again, there are a number of different programs under the organization. Everybody's situation is a little bit different. So perhaps if you know someone that is pregnant, maybe they've been asking a lot of questions. Maybe they've got that's still being published, isn't it? What to Expect When You're Expecting?
Yes.
Wendy loved that book. No, I'm serious. All three of the girls. That was, and I want to say that there are a couple further on down like What to Expect When You Have a Toddler and so
Correct.
On and so forth. Again, one of the programs at Family Visitor Programs is Healthy Families America. We talked with Allison Marshall, who is an HFA visitor. Kendall Landeros, you actually were involved with Healthy Families America. So at what point did you find out that this was an option, that this was a possibility? How did you get hooked up with Family Visitor Programs?
So I got hooked up once I was in high school with my first kid. They do it through the school. They give you a brochure. I also found out while I was delivering my baby at the hospital. They go through a brochure with you explaining everything, and that's how I signed up for it the first time.
So that's another thing, I guess, that we didn't really talk about before is teen parents. Maybe happens more often than we would like. When it happens, it kind of is what it is. And Family Visitor Programs, you also work with those either through HFA or through one of the other programs to work with the teen parents, right, Allison?
Correct, we do. And we work with the school system.
Gotcha. Okay. And what is the end result? Is it obviously, you know, at the beginning of the program, Sandy's talking about Family Visitor Programs in general. The whole point is to reduce child abuse and kind of give parents some resources. Is it with teen parents? Is it also to hopefully keep those kids in school so that they're continuing their education so that they can move on and be, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, constructive members of society and raise kids that are as well?
Yes. I've had clients who are in school, and we actually do the visits on campus. So it's part of the learning curriculum for them through school, which is nice.
Was that the situation with you, Kendall?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
They would come visit at the school as well.
So you said that was your first baby?
Yes, it was.
So why did you decide to reach out when you're having the second child?
From the first experience, it was a great resources that they provide you. And as we all know, every kid's not the same. So it's just nice to know that you have an extra person to help you out with them.
Even when you have twins, they're not the same.
Right. No.
If I asked you what was the most surprising thing that you heard about development or something that you learned in the course of your visits, is there anything that sticks out in particular?
It's just definitely that they can be the same, but at the same time, totally different. That's how my boys are. I really like the education that they provide. Going off of how they just watch the kids interact.
And so what about the father of your boys? Are there also resources for him, and is he able to actually participate in the visits as well?
Yes. So he does have a full-time job, but when he can, he does come to the family visits. He also has the family visitor's number, so in case he has any number or questions, he can always give her a call and ask him.
So I hope it's okay for me to share this. During some of the sports broadcasts, it's actually Kendall that's back at the studio that's monitoring things. So I guess I maybe know a little bit more of your backstory because of our conversations in the office. I want to say when you came to work for us, were we your first or maybe one of your first jobs after the pregnancy, the second pregnancy?
Yes. You guys were.
Okay. And so my question is, to that end, is that one of the things that you discussed in your visits was when it's appropriate to go back to work and, you know, when to check in with yourself and how to be comfortable leaving the kids with, you know, someone else? I don't know if that's, in your case, a family member or a babysitter.
Yes, so we did talk about that towards the end when I was comfortable about getting back to work. My family visitor did get me on the right path to a job. So that helped out, even just getting out of the house a little bit and getting me on my feet again.
That's important, isn't it?
Yes.
The taking time for yourself. I mean, you got to take care of the kids. That's job number one. But sometimes just taking care of yourself and being able to check in with your partner, right, Allison?
Oh, self-care is one of the most important things.
Because if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else.
Correct.
Really, especially little kids. And occasionally you find somebody that's good-natured enough. I know we've seen Daniel and why can't I remember your youngest son's name? Begins with an L.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo. Wow. I feel so bad. Oh, please don't hold that against me at the Christmas party. Yeah. But occasionally, you know, Daniel and Lorenzo will come in with you and they'll hang out for 15 or 20 minutes and your husband will stop on the way home. And so it's kind of cool from a business standpoint to not everybody gets to know the family members or their team players that much, I guess you might say. Although you and I rarely see each other. I'm normally long gone by the time you're here.
Right.
Again, family visitor programs is the topic of conversation today. You can learn more about the organization at familyvisitor.org. All services are provided free of charge due to obviously some private grants. In the case of the Nurse Family Partnership, some of the state tobacco settlement money, and of course, private donations from folks just like you. Again, Colorado Gives Day this year is on Tuesday, December 10th. So if you would like to stretch your dollar a little bit, you can schedule that donation on Tuesday the 10th by going to coloradogives.org, and that always helps as well. And any final thoughts, Sandy?
Oh, well, I wanted to say that you can start scheduling Colorado Gives now. You
right.
just put it in for the 10th.
Right. If you schedule it on the 10th, it still counts toward that day.
Yes.
You don't have to set a reminder or anything like that. You can actually schedule it now.
And the other thing is, I briefly wanted to say, we have one other program called Partners for a Healthy Baby. And after your Bright by 3 visit, if parents want a little extra help, have questions about specific stuff, we do like 5 visits anytime during pregnancy or the baby's first year. And during those five visits, it can be a reminder for somebody who maybe had our services 7 years ago and has a new baby and would like a little bit of extra help. So we have something for everybody.
Do you track this? Do you find that once you've had a family in one of your programs that they tend to come back for subsequent, kind of like Kendall?
Yeah, I think they call. I mean, I don't know what percentage it is. I would say probably about half might call, even just with a question. So we're always available to answer the phone. We have Ask a Question on our website, so people can always call.
Oh, okay. So familyvisitor.org, you can always ask a question there as well, and somebody will get back to you. Awesome. Okay. I did not know that.
Yes.
You learn something new every day. Well, you know, I always say that my intent is to learn something I didn't know, so I guess I can check that one off for today. Allison, anything additional from you?
No, just wanted to let you know that, you know, the services are available, and they are a lot of fun. I usually have a really good time with my families. We learn a lot, and, you know, if you know someone that is pregnant or has a young child, you know, please think of us as a good resource.
Again, that website is familyvisitor.org. So, Kendall, I think I know the answer to this question. Do you recommend the family visitor programs for new moms and maybe even second, third-time parents?
Yes, most definitely. It's a great program. Even if it's you might think it's the simplest question, they can definitely give you an answer and help you out, and it's great.
Again, the website is familyvisitor.org. Again, you can ask a question there if you just have a simple question. You never know. You may end up being involved in one of these programs yourself. And again, they are on the Colorado Gives list, so you can schedule that donation now at coloradogives.org. Last time, anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say one other thing, that because of the way things have changed in the Valley and in people's lives, the visits don't have to be in the home. They can be in the home. We do a lot of library visits. We do a lot of visits in other locations because it's more convenient to the schedule of the parent.
So whatever is convenient for the parent. I probably should have been a little more clear about that earlier because I said you meet in the home, and certainly you can. My point being you don't have to go to – they don't have to come to you. Though they can, I suppose, if they wanted to, but that's not necessary. It's whatever the family needs at that particular time.
Awesome. Sometimes during the spring and nice weather, I meet clients in the park.
That sounds nice.
So it's kind of nice. And
almost seems like it's not even working at all. You watch the kids play. You're hanging out in the park.
Exactly.
I can hear the birds singing and the feel the warm breeze. Okay, I'm getting off topic again. Again, the websites are familyvisitor.org. Again, that's the organization we're talking about today. And again, they are on the Colorado Gives list this year as well. That date is Tuesday, December 10th. You can schedule your donation for the 10th, Tuesday the 10th as well. Again, at coloradogives.org. All the best. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Basketball season's coming up, Kendall. We'll be I'll be giving you a call before you know it.
Most definitely.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.